So I want to finish out our discussion, and you've referred to a number of ongoing trials that some of them may be going to be presented soon, but can you kind of take a minute and just take a breath and talk about some of the trials that are out there that you're most excited about, clinical trial strategies in the upfront setting?
Okay. I really am excited about the PARP inhibitor trials. So with the three, we're expecting results, the VELIA study, the PAOLA-1 study, and the PRIMA study, because I think at the end of that, we are going to be bringing PARP inhibitors into the first line setting for not only patients with a BRCA mutation, but BRCA wild type. That's my guess, which will, of course, have knock-on effects in terms of how we manage recurrent disease. But that's another issue. So I think that's going to be the most exciting thing in the next 18 months when that all comes through and we digest it all. Of course, the next thing behind that is the question of whether or not the checkpoint inhibitors are going to have an impact in first-line treatment. Now, we've seen what I think are really rather disappointing results so far in patients with recurrent disease, and we can conjure up all sorts of hypotheses as to why those trials may not have been as successful as we would have liked them to be. I think one of the issues, of course, is that we're not biologically selecting patients and tumors, and I think that's a big mistake. We made that mistake with bevacizumab, and we didn't have a marker. We didn't make that mistake with PARP inhibitors, where we had more focused approach with BRCA and HRD, but at the moment, we're just testing all patients with checkpoint inhibitors. But I think the area where we may see a benefit of checkpoint inhibitors in the first line setting is in combination with PARP inhibitors. So there are some good scientific arguments and rationale for combining a PARP inhibitor with an immune checkpoint inhibitor that may enhance the immunogenicity of the tumor and the immune response. So my hope is that the ongoing trials with checkpoint inhibitors in combination with PARP inhibitors will show an improvement in outcome. So I think that next tranche of trials which are recruiting, and there are now four open trials, one trial opened and then closed, the company pulled out. So we're left with four trials, all looking at the same concept of combining the PARP inhibitor and the checkpoint inhibitor. So it'll take 2 or 3 years to recruit these patients, another 2 years or so to get the results. But I think that will be a very interesting result. A
couple of final questions. When do you think the VELIA trial might be presented?
I'm not sure. I suspect for ESMO, if they take it to ESMO, I think it'll maybe ready by then. But I'm not involved in recruiting to that trial, so I'm not sure when the data are going to be sufficiently mature for analysis.